gray area as to what you did wrong. If you did it wrong, you did it because you absolutely knew you were going to do an evil thing to another vessel. And so you are guilty as charged because your volition was going to actually do an evil thing. And an evil thing is not accepted by our society. No society accepts evil or bad, you know, to hurt another vessel.
Right.
And I'm calling you all vessels because that's what you are. Until you prove your intelligence, you're still cadavers. Well, or vessels moving in a sea of space.
Under the United States, United States government print style manual, says the name of the vessel must be in anything other than lowercase Roman.
It's all uppercase.
Case.
Because your body is still in uppercase dead cadaver. And when you die, you'll be titled as a cadaver. Your name will be written in capital letters on your tombstone. Because you're a cadaver. You're just a 5 cents worth of minerals and vitamins that are put together in an organized
form. Okay, and if I have a copy of an original birth certificate, they have upper and lower case.
It's also in a box italicized and modified, which makes it null and void.
But isn't that the same with the government issue birth certificates in full capitals? It's in a box and it's...
Right. Nothing equals nothing. That's why the very first thing that happens in this book is on page 3, right after the index, is what's called a claim of the life. L-I-F-E. It's a document that articulates who you are as a three-dimensional object, flesh and blood, with a brain that can think, write in prepositional phrases, identifies your time and place in society, and that two other people that are in the truth, that can read and write, use prepositional phrases, articulate their nouns, identify that they themselves have been identified by other two people that are in the truth, have said that as a person that can think, understands truth, I hereby identify the fact that you have certified yourself to be a person in the truth.
So you and this gentleman right here could certify that I am...
Yes, I have a claim of life. He has a claim of the life. So does he. So does he. Most of the people in this room have claims of the life.
I just saw that the other day, and I was kind of wondering in relation to that, because if the claim of life of birth...
All my siblings around the world have claims of life. So I went to Guadalcanal. You know, we got 400,000 claims of life in Guadalcanal, Solomon Islands. The chiefs all adapted that. The whole entire country is adapted, so is Fiji.
Okay.
So is the Hawaiian Islands. All the components got claims of life in Hawaii.
Okay. Based on that, now I'm going to take you back to what you said about the Soviet Union.
Okay.
What was it that you titled the Soviet Union, United States of Soviet
Unity hyphen States of the Russia.
So it's U.S. of Russia?
Of the Russia.
Of the Russia. U.S. of
Russia.
Russia
is a noun.
Okay.
Of is a prepositional phrase.
But it was
Unity hyphen States.
Unity States.
United is a past tense adjective.
Okay.
Unity is a singular or the root word. George Washington in 1783 coined pennies under Unity hyphen States of America.
Then when the person they are a U.S. citizen of Russia, right? So they're a U.S. citizen?
No.
Unity hyphen state citizen of the Russia, correct.
But when you fill out a document, they ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? Now, most everybody in here would probably assume...
That's your presumption.
That's
what
they're saying. The presumption is United States of America,
no.
But that's the one thing they're not.
But that's what they don't punctuate it. They just say U.S. Are you an US citizen?
Right.
That's the only thing they ask you. They misrepresent their identity.
Exactly.
Because they don't have the authority to create a noun.
And everybody is an assumption that, hey, I'm a citizen of the United States of America, which is the one you're not.
And you know what the word assumption means?
Yeah, it makes it ask you and me.
Right.
So,
and they're having a good laugh at it.
And that's what everybody identifies themselves, therefore they bring themselves up under the corporate structure and jurisdiction of the...
And corporate is fiction.
Of the District of Columbia, of the United States.
Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And what is Puerto Rico? Puerto, port of, and Rico in Spanish is R-E-C-O. In English, it's R-I-C-O. And what happens in Rico? You go to Title 18, Section 1961. Racketeering, the point to where you are reduced beyond the recovery. So beyond recovery.
Beyond the point of recovery.
Beyond the point of recovery, which means I will take away your property, your freedom, and your identity.
Right.
And I'll put you in jail.
Right, and that's where the IRS is headquartered under Puerto Rican Trust Number 62. But the definition of U.S. citizen is a citizen of the United States of District of Columbia under Title 31, Part 2, Section 215, definition M. Well, I'm just saying what it says in the title.
I know that. We went back.
State means state of the District of Columbia, the United States of District of Columbia.
And then we went back to the IRS and we corrected their language and said, show us your nouns.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about the IRS. I'm just talking about Title 31.
I'm talking about anybody.
Yes.
I said, show us your Constitution.
Right. I'm just saying that when the assumption is that a person saying, I'm a U.S. citizen, now you have a U.S. of Mexico, U.S. of Europe, U.S. of Russia, U.S. of America, or U.S. of District of Columbia. So which one are you a U.S. citizen?
You cannot use acronyms of abbreviation. You must spell out the volition of your
But government. On every document to deal with the government, it says, are you
it's
a U.S.
citizen? It's also so it's an enclosed area and cannot be considered. So therefore, they commit no fraud under the law of maritime law boxing.
But they get you to acknowledge that you are under
The attorney gets you to acknowledge the fact that you're a dead person, so they have no liability when you go offshore. Only dead people can get passports. So no other country is like a U.S. or any other citizen of any other country being damaged because they came in here as dead. Whatever happens when they're dead, they have no contract. So therefore, it's irrelevant.
So does that card that you have, this live birth thing, take you off from underneath that?
No, I have an S corporation. I am a contracted S corporation to deal with the world of fiction. I am also a judge in this room at this point in time. When I walk on that hallway, I'm not a judge anymore. I'm just Joe, U.S. citizen, under a contract with this building because this building is owned, and I have a card. I filled out an application to be on this property, and I pay them. In other words, I stay in this hotel. When I walk out on that street, the minute I cross the border in the state of Utah, I have a driver's license that says I can be here on a temporary basis, provided I obey the rules and regulations of the state of Utah. When I go back to Wisconsin, I have my driver's license is my state ID that says I've studied the state that I live in. I have a voter's registration card. I have the power to control my environment to elect public officials. I have a say. I can go before the demand Congress, the Senate, the legislature, the governor to give me an audience because I have a license to talk to these people because I live in their community. I can't come down here and do that. I can petition them if they want to grant me an interview. They will do so.
So in other words, if you got a ticket here
because
by
I
Metro,
broke their law here.
Right. And they issued in the fully capitalized name off your Wisconsin driver's license.
Right.
Do you have the right to go into that court with that thing right there and state to the judge what you talked about?
No, because the driver's license is a capitalized vessel. I'm under a corporate contract in fiction to produce a corporate fiction performance in a corporate fiction court system under bills of lading, maritime vessel moving between point A and point B. And I come under post office, which controls the Department of Transportation. And I have a contract, adhesive contract, to behave myself in a specific manner based on the adverb-verb scenario. I understand how to read it, correct it, and show and prove its modification in fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But their definitions are articulated that says if you're going to enter this space under this fiction and walk under this fiction flag, which now certifies the changing of language, that these nouns will be treated as these nouns regardless of our modification. You're agreeing that the judge will do the final definition or the final condition of articulating a specific word definition. In the event you wish it to be defined, the judge will make it whatever he needs it to be to win. When you're under this contract, this flag, in this room, at this time, I have the final say-so, but I advertise the condition of my contract and what we are going to say. Now you're saying, well, everything that's gone on here in the last 3 hours has been adverb-verb. Well, no, and very few people in this room are fluent in prepositional phrases, reading and writing. The first responsibility of a teacher, and I'm a college professor, also I'm licensed as such, is to communicate an idea to a person in a language you understand. If we all spoke Japanese, I would have to stand up here and speak Japanese, not English.
Mm-hmm.
And do accordingly. So my responsibility is to communicate ideas to you. If we're going to go into a contract scenario and put it on paper, then I will demand that everyone in this room that wants to submit information or argument before this court must be written on the formats delegated by this information.
Then does that, the little, what do you call that card? I mean, what's the title of what you, the United States World Card?
It's just my business card, yeah.
I mean, the United States World Card, the one that you have in your pocket?
This is the flag of the unity hyphen states of our world.
Okay, does that have any...
You mean this?
That one right there. Does that have validity in court?
Yes.
So, if you get a ticket here, and you go in and present that, what takes place?
I pay the ticket if I violated the law. Okay. In other words, I walk in the court and I say, Your Honor, I've received this ticket. I've corrected this ticket. I was doing 45 in a 30 zone. I says, and that's physical evidence. The police officer was a physical eyewitness. I would like to see the written law that says that I, so I can enter into commerce with you so I don't commit perjury. I want to see the legitimate contract where the nouns are nouns brought by prepositional phrases.
And
I want to see your oath that is not boxed, not italicized, and not modified, that says you are a judge elected by the people, that you are not creating a fraud here. Are we in the state of Nevada, or are we on a vessel that's titled through Puerto Rico in dry dock? Have I left the state of Nevada? If I got a ticket out of the state of Nevada, where's the continuance of evidence for me to be on a vessel in dry dock in Puerto Rico? Because you've got a Puerto Rican tag, the flag here. Do you have jurisdiction as a Puerto Rican judge? And I checked. You are a Puerto Rican judge. Your birth certificate lies in Puerto Rico. The building is titled in Puerto Rico, and I'm in the on a vessel for Puerto Rico. You know what the judge says to me? Well, you can give me the $100, or I can quarantine you under medical reason and put you in jail in our foreign government. Now, how do you want to do this? You want to volunteer to give me money for something that happened out there? Because now you're in here and you're quarantined under medical hold. I'm going, well, I brought my medical card with me, sir. I have no contagious diseases. And I have a treaty under 44.1 in the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act that says I also have my passport that says I'm free to pass. I still want to see your oath written in the truth. I want to see the law written in the truth so that your adhesive contract is legitimate here, or vacate your position. Mr. Attorney, do you have any charges against this individual? No, I can't find any paperwork. I don't know why this man is in on our vessel. Would you please escort him out of the vessel? End of story.
So, do you really think that would end that sample?
Well, it's happened several
times. But does the Buck Act then, is that what takes and brings under the jurisdiction out there?
The Buck Act?
Buck Act.
What's that got to do with the continuance of evidence?
That's what I'm saying.
The Buck Act was signed in the District of Columbia. District of Columbia was under bankruptcy. How does a bankrupt corporation enter into an act and then initiate it on any vessel of the world? Bankrupt corporation can't interfere with anything. It's under bankruptcy protection from England. England controls the issue and they're a foreign government. Unless this vessel has a contract with that through an adhesive contract, like, say, the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act, and the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act is not a conditional modification of language but vacates its position, what are we doing here? We're playing word games for people that have got guns and clubs in your head and they're holding you up. I can do that in the back alley of any street here in Las Vegas, put a gun to somebody and steal their money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're doing the same thing in the courtroom, just because it's in a lighted courtroom in front of an audience, why do you think we wear black robes? We're mourning justice. You want to see what justice? Here, I'll show you what justice is. Here's justice. J-U-S-T-I-C-E. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, in the Capitol Dome, in Mosaic, we have Lady Justice. And she stands there like this. And her arms and her head break the continuance of evidence. So what do? You look up Latin and you find out, because everything prior to 1971 in law was Latin. And J-U is outlaw. S is speak. T-I is title. And C-E is Latin for judge. Outlaw, speak, title, judge. Backwards, judge, title, speaks, outlaw. What did they do in court? They remove your property, your freedom, and they practice the forto
court of RICO. That's where our title is. And port is a pronoun. Of is an adverb modifying the verb RICO. So it's a port of fiction. In fiction, there are no food, are no facts. Yes?
Doesn't RICO mean rich in Spanish?
What's that?
That's why judges are rich.
R-E.
That's why they change
R-E in Spanish. In English, I's and E's in Latin and Spanish are translatable. They're interchangeable. And in English, the abbreviation for racketeering is RICO, R-I-C-O. Because if you practice racketeering, you will get rich. You will harvest the people. That's why we're called
human resources.
So why did you translate the word port, Puerto into port and not RICO into rich?
America, yeah.
Because when it's Puerto, it's port of, and RICO is racketeering. It's port of racketeering.
I mean, why didn't you look up the word Puerto in English?
Because Puerto means port of. Port.
Well, RICO means rich, right?
I know it's rich, because you need racketeering to get rich. It's a condition. It's a circle.
God, this is incredible.
And when you use America, A means no, M-A-R is mercy, and C-A is Latin for sheep. No mercy for the sheep. You guys are being harvested. We fleece you. We cut the wool off you. But we don't kill you. If you're stupid enough to do something bad, then we make lamb chops out of you. You become part of the food chain. And the RICO reduces you beyond the point of recovery and puts you in pink pajamas and feeds you starchy food and lock you up so you don't get lost.
I don't know. I feel like that's more of the origins of the word and not how it's used now.
Here's Latin for those of you that who was the first Postmaster General of the United States and Canada? Benjamin Franklin. And why is it called Canada? Anybody looked at your Canadian money lately? That's how you spell Canada on money. You see this little spot here? This little spot here? Those letters are joined together. What happens when you write C, long dash, A. If I put C, long dash, A down here, aren't those two joined together? And what does CA spell in Latin?
Sheep. Oh, man.
So this is hieroglyphics. There are no alphabet letters that require this long dash. Just because they got a line across here, it's still a long dash. The point is, it's a C long dash A. It says sheep on the money. So England, compliments of Benjamin Franklin, who was a French attorney working for England, who came over here, who borrowed the United States money from France and francs, became postmaster in charge of the money through the postage, obstructed the contract, and then went ahead and harvested the American people as sheep. It's been organized slavery. Slavery is very popular. It's been around for 10,000 years and will continue to be around as long as man does not know how to read and write. They will become victims of their ignorance. And they will advertise through their their symbols in plain view. Where do you hide a flag? On a flagpole. And then put a ball on top and say this is a military court-martial. Or we hang it up on the wall and put yellow fringe on it.
Or the braids.
Or the braids. Braids means it's a maritime contract. It means that if I'm going to write on the truth, I'm going to have a title for a flag because it advertises the condition of my contract.
Now, if we do anything with courts, do we need that flag?
Yes, we need that flag. And if you're going to modify your language with adverb, verb, you're going to put yellow fringe around it under maritime law boxing so that the flag is an enclosed area and the contract of freedom cannot be considered.
And what
therefore,
about
your
the
ignorance
fringe?
Makes you a ward of the state. People who lack knowledge cannot participate.
And what about the white fringe?
The white fringe, boxing is boxing.
And so that's under Title 22. showing foreign jurisdiction.
I've seen it with blue fringe, with red fringe, with green fringe. You use any color you want. The point is, you put a box around it, it's enclosed area and can't be considered. Even the United States Post Office, when they printed all the flags of the United States, when they went to Title IV, won the 1.9 and called it the flag of speech, they put a box around it. Because it's an enclosed area and cannot be considered, because flag is a pronoun, I was an adverb modifying the verb peace. Peace is a condition of state, is a noun. We have no condition of peace because our flags are captured.
And we're enemies of the state.
And we, the people, who are vessels, we're not enemies of the state.
Or, what is it, the War Powers Act?
You're trying to justify an adverb verb statement. If you go back and correct anything in recorded history, 8,500 years, there has never been a contract written in any language that is in truth. We have 6 billion people bumping around without organization or education on planet Earth, even though they build their TV sets, run their automobiles, and have these millions and millions of inventions. The point is, there is no contract except your ability to cooperate with an adverb verb scenario. We are not trying to remove the existence of government. We need government. We are qualifying the government into a math interface that is so accurate that there is no dispute, that there is no misunderstanding, there is no corruption in government. We are saying that we, the people, when we elect an official to government or elect a judge, that person has a level of accuracy that will not damage us under presumption, assumption, modification, or opinion. And that's what every one of us want. We want to be in the truth, and we want to be tried in the truth. If you did it wrong, and you had the volition to be evil and do something wrong, then you deserve what you got because you broke the contract. Simple as that. If you know what the contract is, you know what the rules and regulations are, then you can play the game. All of you are living in Las Vegas. This is a gambling town. Go ahead and go across the street over there and cheat at poker at a table. They may kick you out of the game, but it's a real uncomfortable feeling when everybody knows you're a cheat. Because poker is a numbers game. And when you cheat at numbers, it's real easy to prove. But you cheat in any one of these casinos around here, and it's pretty serious stuff around here.
State control.
It's state control, but it's serious. The point is, you're dealing with contracts.
So then the remedy for the contract is understanding how the language is written.
Absolutely, because you have to identify the language. Now, wait, I'll get your question in a second. I'm going to go ahead and do something for you.
Okay.
Most of you guys have been through the gauntlet. He hasn't. He's a new kid on the block. What's the answer?
4.
No.
4 plus 4 is 2.
Okay, he's saying that the answer is 2.
It's 5.
Anybody want to tell him what it is?
5.
Okay.
The parentheses. Multiply, divide, subtract, add, order of operations is left to right. Fifth grade algebra. We don't have a parenthesis. We don't have multiplication. We have division. You divide first. 4 divided by 4 is 1. 1 plus 4 is 5. 5 is the correct answer. 4 is subject matter, isn't it? All right, let's answer this one. Answer that one. Can you answer that one? I didn't give you a procedure, did I?
No, there's no procedure. So
okay, so 4 is a subject matter. Just like in language, we have words.
Mm-hmm.
Words are subject matter. But without a procedure, you don't know what to do with this subject matter. So therefore, you don't have enough information. The point is, I can choose something in here, and the answer will be different with each case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes first, subject matter or procedure?
Subject matter.
Procedure.
Procedure. Okay.
So I got to give you a procedure. Then you can say it equals 8.
Okay. Procedure.
It doesn't matter what comes first. See, the 4 comes before the plus, but you still can't address the subject matter unless you know what procedure you're following. And if this is true for math, and we can solve for this,
Where is the what?
Where is this pen?
Okay, okay. Where is this pen? It's in your hand.
Okay, now.
Okay, I'm seeing them.
Now go back and think about what just... Now look at the procedures of words. The procedure of the word, and this they don't teach you in school.
Yeah.
Our schools today do not teach diagramming sentences. They don't teach you how to break something down. They say, be as colorful as you want. Define color to me. That's an infinity which you can't define. So where is the adverb? Modifies the verb. This lacks the preposition for this pen, modifying the verb pen, and because it's a condition of modification of change, and change is motion, motion is action, your pen just got to be a verb. Show me the dangling participle verb pen in the dictionary. Oh, doesn't exist. So what did I say to you? On procedures, I said nothing. So if you lack the knowledge of this, if you lack knowledge, you can't make the contract. If you can't make the contract, you can't come to court. If you do come to court, then you must have a mental disease, and I have to put you in jail and incarcerate you as a ward of the state, put you under jurisdiction of the state. That's what the law stipulates. You have a medical deficiency that has to be addressed as ward of the state. Lack knowledge, I have to lock you up until you can learn to read and write in the truth. You know how dangerous this is now? It says that people that don't know how to read and write, which is 100% of the planet Earth, have just been told that they can't read and write, and they have a math interface now that they have to learn. And that's why this thing is exponentializing itself. Yes?
Where is the fiction in that thing?
Where is the fiction?
Yeah, how do you know that?
All right, let's take the word where. North, south, east, and west. You believe those are directions, correct? Conditions of state. Those are nouns, right? Look them up in the dictionary. Where is also a condition of state. It is a location. It may be undefined, but where is the location? So therefore, it's a noun also. For the where of the pen. Two prepositional phrases. Now, where is the noun? It's a condition of state.
Why do you modify it?
I didn't modify it. The government modified it.
What he's trying to do is get you to explain to him how you define that sentence as fiction as opposed to one in the truth.
With
the numbers. Showing the math that proves that that statement is a fiction as opposed to...
I just wrote it 1, 2, 1, 2.
He doesn't know what the truthful sentence is written.
Oh.
And showing the difference in the numbering.
I guess where is the truth in the numbering?
Right. I understand what you're asking.
For the wearer is with this pen. Where now has to be defined. If you look it up, the definition in the dictionary, it defines it as a location. Then, you know, the pen, P-E-N, if you look it up, it says it's something you write with. So now you have two points of information that are hard nouns, location and pen. Now you come to an answer. For the pen is, backwards, for the pen is in your hand. Hand now is the substitute of where. If I said for the X, solve for X.
I'll put the numbers on that so we can see how you did
so
it.
So now it's 5, 6, 7, 2, 5, 6, 7, because it takes a preposition to make an article. Prepositions and articles work together to make the noun.
Why do you rewrite it that way?
Because what we're doing is we're taking hard nouns and we're giving them hard definitions as nouns.
What does that mean?
If I say by running, by is an adverb, modifies the verb running. Running, how did you come to?
By is a preposition.
Not here, there's no article.
Are you doing this in the truth language? Or
yes.
No,
I'm showing you what they teach you in school.
Then that would be a preposition and a noun.
No. A preposition can never appear. The preposition can never appear in front of a noun because a preposition can only exist with an article. Look it up in Oxford's dictionary. That's about this big. I'll get there in a second. By is an adverb, modifies the verbs. See? Adverbs modify verbs. You can look this all up under modifications of language, under procedure.